Welcome to Words of Encouragement Devotional by Adrian Ramey. Your encouraging verse of the day, Genesis chapter 15, verses 18 through 21. On the same day, the Lord made a covenant with Abram, saying, "To your descendants I have given this land, from the river of Egypt to the great river, the river Euphrates, the Kenites, the Kizzites, the Canaanites, the Hittites, the Perizzites, the Rephaim, the Amorites, the Canaanites, the Gershonites, and the Jebusites." As you can see here, God has made his promise to Abraham, and his descendants will inherit the land. So God revealed it to him right here. And as you can see here, God revealed his promise, kept his promise, and said, "Your descendants will inherit this land." And he even told him the generations, the people there that's going to inherit the land and everything. So as you can see here, God kept his promise. And that's the way it is with us. God will keep our promise to us. When God tells you something, when God speaks something in your life, he speaks something to you, God is going to make that promise happen. If you ask a question, God's going to answer. You know what I'm saying? You know, God's called his blessings. He is faithful to his people. He is faithful to his children. Hallelujah. And that's the way we are. He'll be faithful to us, and he will be good to us, and he will love us, and he will bless us when we choose to live for him and serve him and represent him everywhere we go for his glory. Hallelujah. And when his promises are good, when God makes a promise, he keeps his promise. You know, sometimes people fail us, don't. If we make a promise with somebody and they break it, it hurts our feelings, don't it? But when God makes a promise, he keeps that promise. Just like he promised his son Jesus down the cross for our sins. And Jesus went and down the cross for our sins, that we can live in the glory forever. Hallelujah. So if you look at that prime example of God's promise to us, his promise of his love to us, send his son Jesus to down the cross for our sins. Hallelujah. That's the great promise of God. Hallelujah. You can always think of that promise and knowing that God is always going to deliver his promises to his children. To his children. Hallelujah. And that concludes chapter 15. So we'll start in chapter 16 on our next devotional podcast, another encouraging verse of the day and everything. Let me pray with you right now. Father, in Jesus' name, I pray as lifts this podcast. I pray, Lord, you just be with them for your glory. I pray, Lord, that you just touch them today. Lord, touch their need, Father God. Wherever they're at, God, you know where they're at. Wherever they're at, I pray, Lord, you just be with them. Let your presence touch them, God. Lord, let your presence be with them today, God. Let your presence be with them wherever they go, Father God. Lord, we want to thank you for the promises that you've given us, God. We thank you and we praise you for who you are in our lives today. And we give you all the glory, honor, and praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. One more thing I want to say. When you listen to this podcast, if this is part of your daily devotional and things that you listen to grow in the Lord, after you listen to this podcast, just praise the Lord. Give him glory. Praise him and just give him praise and all. Because when we praise the Lord daily, we're showing him how much we love him. Hallelujah. So just praise him. Give him glory. Hallelujah. When you have your devotionals every day, have a praise time in your devotional. It can be morning, noon, or night. Whenever you want to do that, just give him praise, honor, and glory. Make that part of your devotional life. Hallelujah. Well, thank you for listening. I want you to have a blessed day in the Lord.